the cost of putting your pet down. And that's not something that anybody, I think, really thinks about when they get a pet. Sure, they think, okay, well, I've got to do annual vet bills for their shots and the like. That's going to cost me. Lay down the money for the dog, depending on if you go to a breeder or, you know, you adopt them. That's going to cost me. Might have to spay or neuter, depending on if you get the dog spayed or neutered. That's going to cost you. Having a pet is costly. However, what you get back is, sounds cheesy, but it's priceless. Really is. They are just amazing to spend your time with a loving animal, have something greet you at the door when you walk in and not ask you to do something for them. Maybe a scratch here and there, but that's about it. Oh yeah, you have to pee them too and feed them. But they don't ask for much. Dr. Cliff Redford joins us. He's owner and operator of Wellington Veterinarian Hospital in Markham. And I called you, Cliff, because my friend just recently put down her dog. And she was talking about it, and I don't know how the cost came up, but she sent me the itemized receipt because I asked for it, and it cost her almost $922. She said the cremation and ashes returned was $450.50, and euthanasia was $272. Now, I understand you can do a group cremation where you don't get the ashes back because they obviously don't know whose ashes are whose, so they're not going to give you those back. First of all, why is it so expensive to euthanize your pet when you're talking about just the vet's role? What are we paying for?
Yeah, and that's a good question. And I was a little shocked when Chris told me how much that bill was. But it's the private cremation and getting the ashes back that are certainly a large chunk of it, which is out of the veterinarian's hands. That's the cremation company. We can talk about that in a minute. But the actual euthanasia... this is a medical procedure. Like it requires a lot of skill, a lot of effort, and a lot of administrative work, which people aren't realizing. Assuming there's no exam fee, because it sounds like your friend's pet knew the veterinarian, they knew why it was being euthanized, you know, it had a history. $270 is pretty reasonable and is on par for the fee guide for euthanasia. The reason is often we have to sedate the animal just to make it a little bit calmer, so it doesn't bite anyone. So, you know, maybe it's in pain, obviously it's sick, so there's a fee associated with that for the medication and for the injection. We then place an IV catheter, and I should say every vet clinic is a little different in their procedure, but we have to restrain the animal, place an IV catheter, and then administer the pretty costly drug, the euthanol, which is a kind of like an anesthetic that basically calmly and smoothly turns everything off and puts the animal to sleep. And all those things take time. You know, for us at our clinic and most clinics, they shave about 45 minutes for euthanasia just so that, you know, things aren't rushed. And then what people don't realize is the administrative work required to handle the drug that's needed for euthanasia is extreme. Because
walk us through that.
It is a controlled narcotic, essentially. It has to be locked up. Keys have to be hidden. Only certain people in the clinic are allowed to handle it. We have to measure its weight, its volume regularly. We're inspected because people abuse these drugs. And it's a public health issue. It's a Ministry of Labor issue. It's a licensing issue. So it's a lot of work. But if you think about it, $270 is not a lot of money for that medical procedure of properly, humanely saying goodbye to your pet. The issue is, in this case, I think for your friend, is the private cremation. And that does take a lot of work. I mean, obviously, I don't do that. It's an outside company. But a communal cremation where the animal is very properly cremated, but with other dogs or cats or bunnies, it's probably about $90. It's quite inexpensive. But for them to do it just that animal and then, again, properly and with cleanliness and respect, collect those ashes, place it in an urn. Sometimes the urn has a cost to it because people will select a certain type of urn. And then that they have to be brought back to the clinic. So it's all sort of work. It's basically administrative and labor and then work. But it's tough. I hear it. And it's something that I'm so glad you're doing this topic. People need to talk to their veterinarian about this. Who likes to think about this? But you do it for yourself when you, you know, when I'm 80 years old, I'm going to be sort of planning my own funeral and dealing with the costs so that my family doesn't have to deal with it. And I'm going to throw a party. It's going to be expensive. But we don't think about that with our pet because it comes on the 12 years or the 15 years or sometimes even shorter comes on so fast.
Yeah, it's not something you anticipate, and a lot of the times it does come on quickly. You know, your pet is ill, and so there's a lot of emotion that goes into it. Chris was saying that he had a caller who's telling him that the cremation service has increased for vets, that the fuel to run the machines costs a fortune, and she used to work for one of these places. And do you know anything about that? Are they talking to you saying, "Look, you know what, Cliff, we got to raise the price here."
Yeah, and I imagine, and pretty much no veterinarian in Ontario does their own cremations. There's a few that have licenses if you're in a rural area, but we use outside companies that are often owned by veterinarians, but they are a separate company, separate facility. They have drivers that go from clinic to clinic and pick up the deceased patient. And again, they're not... This isn't just delivery, right? Like they're handling this patient with the respect that is needed. There's paperwork because heaven forbid something gets labeled incorrectly.
I want Fluffy if I've given you Fluffy. I have to very quickly, I want to ask you about this. Do you make a point of offering the dog back instead of cremation?
Yeah, and we're kind of required to. Now, you could say if you live in a rural area and the weather is okay, you can definitely... bury your animal. Now, if someone were to say, "Hey, look, I'm just in Toronto, but it's a 6-pound cat," say just do it. I'm going to get in trouble with bylaw officers here.
No, you're not, because I think that according to the Ontario Dead Animals Disposal Act, you can, as long as it's 2 feet under, bury it.
Yeah. So you can absolutely do that. And we do these nice little blankets, and you get a nice little box.
Okay, that's an upsell. I gotta leave it at that, Dr. Redford. But thanks so much for your time.
Wonderful topic. I'm so glad you called me.
Well, thanks so much for being here for us.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.